The Royals take on the Tigers, Salvador Perez making some new fans in Motown, and he'd surely have a few more once this game was over.
Lifts the leg into his motion, the 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball, left center field, deep trouble. Jacoby Jones back at the fence, and it's gone, a home run. Salvador Perez got a fastball, didn't miss it. His 23rd home run of the year gives the Royals a 1-0 lead in the second.
High fastball, and went out here high also, and Jacoby in center field went over, but he couldn't come close to it in the far end of the visiting bullpen. That was quite a blow.
How high can you hit a ball?
Well, that is something, man.
It was hit so high, I thought, well, that may not go out just because it's so high.
Well, it's the wind a little bit to help that a little bit.
That's solid 280 on base percentage.
Yeah, it's great, wasn't it?
The 3-1. Line drive to the gap in left center field. This is trouble. That's going to get all the way to the wall in left center field. Moustakas will be waved around third, and he will score without a throw. Heading to third, Escobar, and he makes it safely. Alcides Escobar continues to be a tough out for the Tigers. A triple up the left center field gap, and the Royals take a 2-0 lead in the second.
Well, behind in the count, that was a severe rocket, and it looked like when Jacoby got over there, he fumbled it just a little bit because the third base coach was going to hold up Moustakas at third base. Then he saw he just bobbled it just a little bit, then he sent him in.
And obviously he is a great catcher. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a line drive down the left field line, that's trouble. Fair ball into the left field corner. Alcides Escobar will score, and Gordon will cruise into second. Back-to-back doubles. Here in the seventh inning, 3-2 Royals.
Well, that's a heck of a swing right there. That's, first of all, that's what you wanted to do with that pitch. Breaking ball off the plate away. What did he do? He went down and got it. He did not pull off the ball. And that's a heck of a piece of hitting. You tip your hat to a guy like that. If you make the perfect pitch, you think.
Yeah.
And he gets hits, knocks in a big run with a double.
The 1-1. Swing the line drive. Base hit down the right field line. Gordon will score. Merrifield heading to second. He'll make it easily.
My goodness.
Just missed hitting a double down the right field line. The very next pitch, he doubles down the right field line. Three straight doubles to start the seventh inning, 4-2 Royals.
Now you don't see that very often. Three straight doubles, as Dan said, and all started by Escobar, who was a pain in the neck. That pitch was low and away, and just like Paul Molitor, he didn't try to pull it. He drilled it in the corner down in right field. And all these guys can run.
They don't, I mean, they're near the bottom in doubles.
That's
hard
to believe.
Right. This is an offense that is more doubles and triples oriented, but they're 14th in doubles, and they just pound Tigers pitching.
Oh, man, watch out.
Fly ball to right. It's deep off the bat of Perez, and gone, a home run.
My goodness. Great.
This is unbelievable.
Two pitches, a double and a home run.
Salvador Perez puts it in the right field seats. A two-run shot, his second of the game. The Royals just keep adding on runs. It's 13-2.
Well, remember what the Tigers did the one game against them, and now it's payback time. They're having a good time.
Salvador Perez caps off a 7-run frame for the Royals. 13-2 was your final. 10 different Royals collect at least one hit and score at least one run in this game. And Salvador Perez now has 24 homers for the year. His previous career high for a season was 22. After an off day Thursday, the Tigers will get back to work in Toronto on Friday. Buck Farmer will start the opener.